British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has declared his intention to keep going, despite further resignations from his government and calls from a growing number of Conservative MPs for him to go. Mr. Johnson told the House of Commons he would hang on in there after the departure last night of two senior cabinet ministers and a deepening crisis over his appointment of a minister against whom there were allegations of sexual assault. The Labour Party leader Keir Starmer told the House of Commons that ministers quitting was a case of sinking ships fleeing the rat.
What a pathetic spectacle. Exactly. The dying act of his political career is to parrot that nonsense. Yep. And as for those who are left, only in office because no one else is prepared to debase themselves any longer, the charge of the lightweight brigade. Some self-respect. Mr. Speaker, for a week he's had them defending his decision to promote a sexual predator. Every day the lines he's forced them to take have been untrue. First, that he was unaware of any allegation. Untrue. Then he was unaware of any specific allegation. Untrue. Then he was unaware of any serious specific allegation. And now he wants them to go out and say that he simply forgot that his whip was a sexual predator. Anyone with anything about them would be long gone from his front bench. In the middle of a crisis, doesn't the country deserve better than a Z-list cast of nodding dogs?
Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, it's exactly when times are tough and when the country faces pressures on the economy and pressures on their budgets, Mr. Speaker, and when we have the biggest war in Europe for 80 years, Mr. Speaker, that is exactly the moment that you'd expect a government to continue with its work.
Mr. Johnson also told MPs he had no intention of resigning.
Does the Prime Minister think there are any circumstances in which he should resign?
If there were circumstances in which I felt it was impossible for the government to go on and discharge the mandate that we've been given, or if I felt, for instance, that we were being frustrated in our desire to support the Ukrainian people or over some major point, then I would. But frankly, Mr. Speaker, the job of a Prime Minister in difficult circumstances when he's been handed a colossal mandate is to keep going, and that's what I'm going to do.
Hey, Savile Roberts.
Well, we can talk now to Politico's Westminster correspondent, Annabel Dixon, who joins us. A very good afternoon to you, Annabel. Thank you for talking to us this afternoon. Perhaps just we might come, first of all, we heard Keir Starmer with his contribution to these exchanges today. But just in the last half an hour or so, Sajid Javid, who stood down last night as Health Secretary, he's been making a statement to the House of Commons. And perhaps his remarks, although more low-key, are more wounding for the Prime Minister.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that former health secretary was up, but very much anticipated. I think the Prime Minister was in the chamber listening to it. And, it really was. Javid's not seen as a great orator, but it really was seen as a big moment. He said, it wasn't fair that the Prime Minister had been sending him and his ministerial colleagues to out with lines that really just don't stand up. And his conclusion was, enough is enough. I mean, it's no secret that he's a leadership contender, but he is someone who's seen as quite measured, who's sort of put up with a lot. So for him to resign and then give this speech, is a big moment in this very ongoing Boris Johnson saga.
And of course, he and the former Chancellor's resignation last night, they are the two most senior departures. But there's been a raft of further government resignations among the lower ranks over the course of the last number of hours.
Yes, that's right. I mean, I think the Prime Minister and his team saw it last night when they managed to bring in a new Chancellor to replace Rishi Sunak, really very quickly, that might kind of stem the flow. But Absolutely not. There's been another flood of resignations. There was another one after Prime Minister's questions, which suggests, you know, that this isn't going to come to a halt anytime soon. One of those was a junior minister who was sent out on a media round on Monday, only for what he was defending and saying to be undermined, you know, just hours later, and then corrected by this, a former senior diplomat the following day. These are sort of quiet loyalists. These aren't the sort of people that go around, being critical. These are sort of quiet, hardworking ministers that are going now, which is not good for the Prime Minister of the government.
Is it clear, Annabel, at this stage, then, to what extent the ranks of the disaffected, those who want to see Johnson gone, is being swelled by former loyalists? Hello, have we lost Annabel there? I think we might have lost our line to Annabel Dixon at Westminster, but we will come back to her in just a little while if we can re-establish that link. Meanwhile, now we can go back to Annabel Dixon from Politico at Westminster. Annabel, we've re-established contact with you, I think.
We have. Hello,
yeah, sorry,
I'm here.
we just lost you there because I was wondering the extent to which now those who are joining the ranks of the disaffected in the Tory party, those who want to see Boris Johnson gone, to what extent that's been swelled by people who've been up to this among his strongest loyalists.
These are loyal people who've joined those ranks. So, and people from Red Wall seats, who these are the seats that the Conservatives took from Labour, sometimes for the first time. You know, there's people in that tranche whose success in winning was very much, you know, a year ago. Or 2 years ago, when the election was held, was very much attributed to the sort of personality of Boris Johnson and the Boris Johnson brand. And they've previously been very loyal because they've sort of felt this very personal loyalty to him. And you've got people like that now joining the rebels, as it were. Mm-hmm. People like a guy called Jonathan Gillis, who resigned last night, who've been sort of really out there defending the Prime Minister up till now.
So if he's to be got rid of, how? What's the mechanism? Because he won that confidence vote of Tory MPs just a little while ago, and that, under the current rules, means no contest for 11 months.
Yeah, well, quite. He's really going to make them do it the hard way. And it doesn't look like the cabinet, a sort of mass cabinet resignation, is seen as kind of one of the key ways that you can topple a Conservative Prime Minister. And we thought that might happen last night, and it looks like it hasn't. So it's back to this 1922 committee, the sort of archaic sounding secret society. And that's kind of that's the big action of today. So they're meeting this afternoon. And as you said, you know, as things stand, there's no mechanism for MPs to get rid of him. We had that confidence vote last month that he won, and that gives him immunity for another year. Mm. But there's now a lot of talk, even within this committee, about whether they can potentially change the rules. And it's all quite technical, whether it's that there's a current leadership of this committee, and there's about to be a new leadership, there's about to be elections for a new leadership of the committee. So it's a question now of whether the current leadership, whether maybe they move. It could even be that a threat to change the rules is enough. If you go back to 2019 and Theresa May, her resignation eventually came when the 22 committee said, actually, we're thinking of changing the rules to get rid of you, such is the discontent among Conservative MPs.
Yeah, and that persuaded her to stand down. Whether that would work with Boris Johnson is another day's work, and perhaps we'll see in due course. But for the moment, Annabel Dixon from Politico, thanks very much for talking to us.